Well, you know what? I think he's right about that. It is time for health essentials. So, a lot of times we have to just kind of dive right into the topic. I looked up in Webster's dictionary just now what the definition of the word rejuvenation is, because I like using that word. It says the action or process of giving new energy or vigor to something to make something old seem young again. Oh, my word. Anybody out there want to be a little bit more energetic? You want to rejuvenate the body? I wonder if we could actually give a person something that God has made that might actually start to turn the tables with their health. I think I had about 50 million criticisms one day this week. I won't tell you which day it was. Let's just say I had 4 days that were probably pretty smooth sailing. Of course, each day has their challenge, but I had a day where I think I was criticized about 50 million times. That's an exaggeration. So, you know, just listen to this information, and you got to decide for yourself. Do you want to actually improve yourself? Do you want to get better? Then you may have to rethink, you know, what you're doing. I understand the concept. When you hear something for the very first time, it's new to you. You don't understand it. You don't understand how it works. But if you just let it roll around in your head and you think about it, you can decide if it's true, if it's going to work or not. Well, you don't know what just happened, but I mixed up two different studies concerning the topic of blueberries. And I got my pages out of order and I kept reading and I said, this doesn't even make sense. Look down and evidently I dropped the papers on the ground and just like shuffled them back together like a deck of cards. But I couldn't quite get it together. But I just fixed it, you know, 10 seconds before it came on the air. But anyway, if I can, let me put before you this morning, for your consideration, maybe one unique angle about a compound called cyanidine. Okay, and where would you get that? Well, it's readily found in blueberries. Of course, you and I know that when you go to the grocery store, blueberries, they are not cheap. If you get the organic ones, they definitely cost more than the ones that might be sprayed with pesticides. That never makes sense to me, but okay, I'm with you. But you have a choice to make. Are you going to purchase the ones that are produced and grown without all the chemical residue? You don't need any more chemicals. If we tested every human being that's listening right now, and we got a tissue sample, we'd find toxins in them. We're living in a toxic world. Well, the point that I'm getting to is if you want to live a little bit longer and you want your body to stay in good working order, maybe you have this idea that you want to run a marathon when you're 100 years old. Well, I probably am going to guess you're not going to do that if you're relying on blueberries in the form of a blueberry donut. But if you rely on regular blueberries that God has made, maybe you will run a marathon. According to an in vitro study published in Scientific Report, fruits like blueberries contain phenols that activate the longevity enzyme. Yes, it's called sirtuin 6. Have you ever heard of sirtuin before? Number 6? Okay. It's a group of enzymes that are involved in the cellular repair process, and it's as simple as that. If you can keep your cells in good repair and you can keep them in good working order, then all of a sudden you can age more gracefully without having to have 30 million surgeries and 17 different prescription drugs just to keep you limping along. I think there's a better way. This might be part of it. One of the things that sirtuin 6 does, if you want me to spell it, the abbreviated version is SIRT6. So if you want to look that up for yourself, this is one of the enzymes that when it's turned on and it's activated in the human body, then all of a sudden your body starts making repairs. And I think that's what everybody wants. So Sirtuin 6, it ensures that repair of your broken DNA, that's a good thing, It inhibits inflammation. That means it keeps your cells from breaking down faster than they should. And it keeps your telomeres, those ends of your DNA, from snapping and breaking off. And the other thing that Sirtuin 6 does, it makes it possible for your cells to use glucose more efficiently. Now, what would that look like on a lab test? Probably somebody that has a glucose level somewhere between 70 and 80. Now, if somebody has a glucose level of 106, that would be called pre-diabetic. And another way of saying that is you got diabetes, or you're about to get it. Anytime that your cells can use glucose more efficiently, that's exactly what you want. Because the opposite of your cells not using glucose efficiently is diabetes. If I look at the Oxford survey on longevity, well, it shows if you want to knock 20 years off your lifespan, let's just say that your name is written in the book of life for your life to be exactly 80 years. And you get to completely choose how you want to live those 80 years. It's your choice. God gives us a choice. Well, if you have diabetes, we're just going to have to take 20 years off your life. So that means instead of living to 80, you're only going to make it to 60. And I'm not going to dive off into the diabetes, but I would just assume you have 20 years of being more productive and doing things serving God and making the world a better place. You know, I never cease to be amazed at the amount of people out there. They are actually trying to make the world a better place. And I think that's just about the most positive thing that you can do. I'm pretty sure that sitting around listening to the negative news all day long is not the reason why you were created. Okay. Anyway, let me get back to the Sirtuin 6 enzyme, because when you have plenty of that, everything goes well in the body. And that's what I'm trying to kind of promote to you this morning. So they've taken genetically modified mice. And these mice, guess what happens? They produce a little bit extra Sirtuin 6, that enzyme that promotes repair. Well, guess what happens to the mice? They live 20% longer than the normal mice do. And the thing of it is also, when they study these mice that are genetically modified to produce more Sirtuin 6, they seem to age very gracefully, which means they stay in good working order up until the very end. Now, let me say it a different way. I don't know if I can always transfer this over to a human being, but let me just kind of positively tackle it. What if you knew that you were going to live to be about 75 and then that was the end of it? Body's worn out. It won't go anymore. It just stops. Okay? I think I'm being reasonable. Maybe I'm not. So if we were to add 20% longer life or more additional life to a 75-year-old that would have passed away, well, you know what that is? 20% times 75 years is 15 more years. That means, what if you could live to be 90? And that was a really positive thing to do, okay? All right. Here's a study right here. And I'm almost finished with this in case somebody wants to call. I'll go ahead and take phone calls in just a moment. So in this particular study right here, they exposed human cancer cells, colon cancer cells, specifically not lung, not liver, not ovarian, not lung, not brain, not pancreatic cells, cancer cells. These were called the human CaCO2 cancer, colon cancer cells. What they did was they exposed these colon cancer cells to some of these flavonoids that normally would get in our diet. But one of the flavonoids is called cyanidine, and guess where it comes from? Blueberries. And so the researchers wanted to find out if any of these would have any positive effect on activating that longevity enzyme in the human body called Sirtuin 6. All right. I got my pages mixed up. Okay, so in this particular study, they looked at all sorts of... I'm not going to go through them all. I'm just going to focus on the Sirtuin 6. It comes from blueberries. They found that cyanidine, which comes from blueberries, was able to increase the activity of SIR2 and 6, that's what you want, by as much as a factor of 55. That's almost unbelievable. There were other flavonoids like quercetin, which I'm pretty sure that most of the people that will listen to this program, they know what quercetin is. And there's another one called miracetin. Those both also increase the activity of the SIR2 and 6, but not exactly as much as the cyanidine that comes from blueberries. Are you with me on that? Okay, here's the part of the study that's technical, but this is the part that I'm choosing to read or share with you because I think you can get this. All right. This is just two sentences right here. Basically, we're talking about healing, rejuvenation, repair, okay? In the cancer cells, and remember that compound called cyanidine, the cyanidine activated that signaling molecule. I haven't told you about this one. It's called FOXO3. And FOXO3 plays a role in the growth of muscle tissue through the recruitment of stem cells. So what that means is when FOXO3 enzyme is turned on, all of a sudden you can start growing muscle. Have you ever met someone that is just basically wasting away into nothingness? And their body is basically eating their muscle. And, you know, sometimes that happens just because a person won't consume enough protein. And that's their choice. If they want to waste away into nothingness, you got to let them do it. But you turn on this enzyme that promotes repair of the muscle. That means you grow some new muscle. Talk about one of the most positive things you can do. Do that. Guess what also this cyanidine does from blueberries? In cancer cells, it activates what are called suicide enzymes. I don't know if you understand what that means. Let me explain it to you. You eat blueberries, you get the compound called cyanidine. Cyanidine tells cancer cells, why don't you just go ahead and kill yourself or commit suicide? I'm talking about a cancer cell here, not a human being. And I thought to myself, well, that's probably simple enough for just about anybody to grasp and to understand, isn't it? You tell me, do you want to be able to tell cancer cells growing in your body to turn off and to go ahead and die? Yeah, that's fine by me. Anything that helps cancer cells go ahead and just, you know, jump off a cliff, that's what we want. Anyway, that comes from blueberries. Now, I thought that was interesting. Okay, I've got one more right here that I think is, this one is, it's not lame. It's just not really, really super detailed. But here's the title of the article right here. By the way, the number of the station is 903-589-8507. This article came from Biological Trace Elemental Research, February 2018. Now, I'm not saying I agree with every study, but this one's just like pretty simple and to the point. All they're doing is they're taking people that have diabetes. You remember where I just said the surveys or studies from Oxford University in, is it Great Britain or is it England? Or is that one and the same? But they did a study and they showed that diabetics, they live on average 20 years less than those that aren't diabetics. Okay? As an average. And I realize as soon as you're saying, you're going to ask yourself the question, well, what about diabetics that take good care of themselves? Well, that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. There's a huge difference between a diabetic that does not make an effort to take care of themselves and one that does. And that's what I want to help you do, is make good decisions today. Sometimes you just have to hear the information where you can, you know, make a decision for yourself. Okay. There was a study done back in 2018. Doctors from Kashan University of Medical Sciences in Iran. Now, just because it comes from Iran does not mean that it's not valid. And I realize you can kind of question this. And the medical profession has already questioned the study. They've kind of poo-pooed it. And you know the reason why they're doing that is because they only had 35 subjects. So what they did was they had 35 subjects that had diabetic foot ulcers. And all they did was they gave them 250 milligrams of magnesium in the form of magnesium oxide every day for 12 weeks. While another 35 comparable subjects, they received a placebo, which means probably didn't have any healing potential. I don't know. Maybe it was just cornstarch. Maybe it was sugar. I don't know, but it had no nutritional value. There was nothing in the placebo that they could point to and say. So let me, I'm just joking as I say this. They didn't give them a capsule full of concentrated blueberries that contained cyanidine. That was the previous article. It was really awesome. I could just imagine people thinking right now, scratching their head, I wonder if I could incorporate blueberries. Well, it's just as difficult as grabbing a container of blueberries and putting it in your shopping cart. That's about as hard as it is. Now, this week, I think I've had a number of people explain to me how it is extremely difficult and impossible, and they gave me a, they spent 30 minutes explaining to me why they cannot pick up blueberries. And anyway, it's just interesting how people think. So what they did was they gave people with diabetic foot ulcers, I don't know about you, but you want a big honking, you know, hole in your foot? Do you want that? You want to get an infection? Well, of course not. Okay, so let me see. How can I get to this real quick? Okay, I'm just going to read the punchline here. An epidemiological the reason they came up with the study is they found studies showing where there's a lower concentration of magnesium in the blood, patients tend to have more foot ulcers, and then the foot ulcers are worse and worse and worse. That comes from Pakistan Journal of Medical Sciences, and it comes from the another journal, the Archives of Medical Research 2021. Okay, let me just kind of cut to the chase right here. In the blood of the subjects in the experimental group, those are the ones that had the ulcers in their feet and the diabetes, the big holes in their feet. They noticed a couple things right here. Actually, three things. Number one, they noticed that one particular blood marker called C-reactive protein. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but it's like really easy to order. Anybody that's listening can get it anytime they want. Just ask for it. But there's a blood test called C-reactive protein. It might be a really, really good thing for you to think about asking for. Because what it does is it measures if your body's inflamed or in disrepair. Okay? So in the subjects that took the 250 milligrams of magnesium oxide, which I don't really think that's a good form, but that's what they use, so we're going to go with it. Well, guess what happened? Their C-reactive protein levels, they begin to fall, which means they're becoming healthier. This is the other one that gets me, okay? The effect of insulin seemed to improve. Do you know what that means? Anytime that you improve insulin sensitivity and your blood sugar starts to get lower, that means you got less wear and tear on your body. That's what you want. And the third thing that happened, the activity of the antioxidants in their blood increased. Now, it's up to you. If you want to go ahead and rust out, if you want to have lots of oxidation, free radical damage, you can do that. But I don't recommend it. So when they gave them magnesium, all of a sudden they stopped rusting out, okay? Anyway, the researchers suspect that all these factors together led to accelerated healing of the foot ulcers compared to those in the placebo. There's another article right here. I'm not going to read it to you, but it says, vitamin C supplement accelerates foot ulcer healing. That's from a journal article back in the year 2022, the month of July. So what does that mean to you? Your body's not in good repair, or what if your body's in great repair? Well, if your body's in great repair and you feel great, I bet you anything, you're one smart cookie. You're probably taking magnesium because you already know and understand how logically and how common sense this is. You got to give your body a chance to heal, so I'm going to take some magnesium. How about that? Okay. Enough of that article right there. What I did was I looked up. I actually brought my phone in here with me. I asked the computer or my phone, what diseases do you see magnesium deficiency? And I think you already know what these are. Number one, cardiovascular disease. This is not rocket science. If you have any type of issues with your heart, blood pressure, cardiovascular problems, well, bingo. That is a magnesium deficiency. And I'll go down the research. I won't wear you out with this. Hypertension, cardiomyopathy, cardiac arrhythmia, atherosclerosis, and dyslipidemia. So that would be high cholesterol, clogged arteries, your heart's flipping, flopping around, driving you crazy, and you've got an enlarged heart and you got super high blood pressure. How about that? That's a magnesium deficiency. Well, lo and behold, the one I just read about is called diabetes. That, too, is always associated with low magnesium, which means if you could just run toward the problem and tackle the magnesium issue, well, lo and behold, maybe you'll start to see some improvements in your lab numbers. You don't want to wake up in the morning with your blood sugar 110. No. Mm-mm. Would you believe me if I told you they found a correlation between men and women with chronic migraine headaches might be a magnesium deficiency? The other one right here, strokes, that probably good. I mean, you've probably heard me say that over and over again. Anytime that a person, let me say it a little bit differently. One of the unique aspects that I always think of in my mind that I've read and studied about magnesium is magnesium has this very unique ability to help your blood hold on to more oxygen. And that's a good thing. Anytime that you can transport, deliver more oxygen all over the body from your head to your toes, that's what you want. Because what is the opposite of that? Anybody out there want to be anemic? No, it's exhausting. You literally cannot deliver enough life-sustaining oxygen to keep your cells alive. I mean, your cells are just like, they want to breathe in some oxygen. So they show that when there's Alzheimer's, dementia, all of that's low oxygen. Some of it's because the person's arterial blood supply, vascular circulatory system is just not in great working order. Now, here's the other one. I'm just going to just give you a smattering. Multiple sclerosis, that's a magnesium deficiency. Now, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I'm just going to be very direct and honest with you. If you've got multiple sclerosis and you're drinking Diet Dr. Peppers, Diet Pepsis, Diet Cokes, thinking you're doing yourself a favor, well, you're not. Because those have been shown to cause your body just to dump all its precious magnesium. So, you don't have to take my word for it. Just go read it for yourself. Is there an association between multiple sclerosis and the severity of the disease and a magnesium deficiency? Yes. But you've also got breast cancer, chronic bowel problems, and then get this, depression. Cystic fibrosis. I don't think I'm going to read that. If you want to join me on the radio, I've got a phone line officially open, and you can ask me a question. Now, my preference is I have questions related to how can we heal the body naturally. So, I'm pretty biased that way. I would rather look at something that has zero chance of having a horrific side effect. But the number here at the station is 903-589-8507. If you'll call, I'll push the button and get you right in. That way you can ask me a question. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. Dr. Morgan, we have a problem.
Do you have the radio on?
I am. I'm I'm leaving it.
That's not the same. I keep hearing, even if you walk away from it, I can still hear it. So sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You can still hear it now.
Yep, I can.
Okay. It's actually the computer. Let me see.
Well, that's my way of saying I can't hear you and the computer at the same time.
Right. Right. Okay. Here we go.
Yep, I can.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Got it. Got it. My husband, on the 11th of November, did a chemical peel on the top of his head, and that was called calcipote, CALCIPOT/5FU, and did that for 4 days, and it worked out very well as far as, you know, activating the precancerous cells. And then on, let's see, I believe it was the 17th, he did it on his face, and particularly around his mouth and nose, the it started burning, and it has not stopped. And it, no matter what he's done all the homeopathic remedies that was suggested.
Well, what's the homeopathic remedy that was suggested?
Belladonna, Staphylococcus, calcidulas, and sulfur.
Well, when he goes back to the dermatologist that recommended it, what do they tell him to do?
They just told him to put cream, Vaseline, actually. It said put
Vaseline? Vaseline. Does Vaseline stop the pain?
No, nothing has stopped the pain.
Okay, well, is that why you're calling, so we can talk about different things that can be done?
For the pain, yes.
Okay, so two or three things here. Let me just kind of go, maybe not in any particular order, but have you ever heard of a cactus called an aloe vera?
That's right. Yes, he's used that.
So did he take and just snap the leaf off and just get the gel from the leaf and rub that on there?
He just snapped the leaf off and peeled it back a little bit and just used it like a popsicle stick and held it right on his face.
Perfect. So that didn't do anything, right?
For a little bit. Just
now, what does that mean? Does that mean as long as he applied it, it kind of beat back the pain?
5 or 10 minutes, maybe. Yeah.
Does that mean he applied it immediately again at the end of the 10 minutes? Because that's literally what some people do when they have bad chemical burns, is they just keep rubbing it on there to help soothe it. And there's something about aloe vera that's good at pulling toxins out of the skin from the damage. But, yeah, they gave him like a burning chemical pill, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Has he tried like Melaleuca honey?
No, he has not tried that.
So that's one thing that he could try right now. He could just, and there's nothing, I mean, even if you look at the studies on this, Melaleuca honey has been used so successfully for very bad skin wounds to heal infections or get rid of a staph infection. So he could try Melaleuca honey, like, real easily.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he doesn't have that, the other type of honey that's historically used is just wildflower honey. So if you go to the grocery store and you see honey that looks like it's super, super dirty, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic.
Now, can I ask a couple more questions?
Sure.
I read an article this morning just very briefly about cod liver oil, and it was saying that when people use a sufficient amount of cod liver oil, they have the least amount of damage and burning of their skin when they're exposed to ultraviolet radiation. Now, I realize we're talking about two different things. We're not talking about a sunburn, but I'm talking about what would damage the skin. So does he take a lot of cod liver oil every day?
Not a lot, but he takes, I think, a teaspoon, one and a half teaspoons a day.
Well, we might want to at the minimum double that. Now, the other thing that I'm thinking of is, historically, there's a remedy, and it's kind of a rare remedy. It's called Asiatica centella, but you and I would know it in modern herbal remedies as go-to cola. Well, they actually make salves made of go-to cola, and that's been used quite a bit in other countries for treating bad, bad burns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Manuka and Melaleuca, it's the same tree. Somebody's texting me. I get corrected nonstop by everybody. Oh, my goodness. Did I mean Manuka honey rather than Melaleuca? It's all from the tea tree. Same thing. Sorry. Okay, so instead of having your husband use Melaleuca honey, have him use Manuka honey, okay?
Okay.
Maybe I'll make that person happy. Okay, so if you found, I don't know what brand to tell you, but you might even go on Amazon and type in go-to cola salve for skin healing or scars. He could also try, the other thing that I think I would try if it was me, would be wheat germ oil.
Okay.
Maybe I should have phrased it that way. If it were me, I would use raw honey and probably wheat germ oil.
Uh-huh. And you just smear it on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And just keep smearing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, but he's just kind of miserable right now, isn't he?
Oh, kind of. But I'm.
Oh, I know. That doesn't do it justice, does it?
Oh, he looks like he has leprosy.
Does he have to announce himself as unclean when he walks from the kitchen to the living room?
Not yet.
Pretty close, though, huh?
Oh, bless his heart. He hasn't slept the night at all. I mean, this morning he was up at 4 o'clock in the kitchen taking ice cubes and rubbing it on his face.
Oh, man, the poor guy is just in misery.
Yes.
You know, well, can I change my mind? Let me give you two more things right here.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to change what I said a while ago because I want to add some more to it. If it was up to me, what I would do is I'd put fat-soluble chlorophyll salve on it immediately. Or the other one, if you found a salve that was just made from beef tallow. Beef tallow is what McDonald's used to use to cook their french fries in.
Are you saying beef, B-E-F?
No, beef, as in B-E-E-F from a cow.
Got it.
I want you to imitate what a cow says.
Okay. Beef tallow and chlorophyll.
Yeah, they make a chlorophyll, a fat-soluble chlorophyll salve. It's almost like a dark green black, but man, if I had a bad burn, that's what I would use right now. Right now, as in right now. Now, it's going to make his face look kind of black-green, but how does that affect me at all if he walks around the house feeling good with a green face? So, if you get the chlorophyll salve, he could apply that right now to his face, and that may give... Actually, now that I think of it, I bet you that would give him absolutely the greatest chance of instant relief of anything that I could think of.
Okay, can I get that, you think, at Walmart at this time?
Ma'am, I don't know. You're going to have to find out. Okay. So if you go online and type in fat-soluble chlorophyll or chlorophyll complex salve, just see what you can find and come up with. I mean, I just don't know everybody that has it.
Okay, that's okay.
But it's like a thick green salve you squeeze out of the tube. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's worth every penny of it. But I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but back during World War I, sorry, I had a hard time saying that. I don't know if I ever told you before, but my grandfather, you know, I'm Roy Ellen Morgan III, so he would have been Roy Ellen Morgan Sr. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He was born in the 1800s, but he actually served in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a young boy asking him about that, and it was not a conversation that he wanted to start or broach the topic of. So we did not talk about that. It was very unpleasant. And I don't blame him at all for that. Do you?
No, not at all.
But that was one of the main treatments for horrific burns. Because back then, they used to use, at least in some areas, they used the chemical warfare. You ever heard of mustard gas?
Yes.
What do you think would happen to a person's skin if they had mustard gas in contact? It'd probably be miserable. But that's what they used to apply. They used to apply chlorophyll to heal those wounds.
Okay.
Now, I don't know any doctors today, like if you went to the wound care center, I don't know any of them that are going to recommend chlorophyll, but if I was put in charge, you know what? I need to contact Donald Trump and see if maybe he might reconsider and put me in charge of Health and Human Services, and I could be over all the different programs.
Good idea.
Yeah. Well, could you call him real quick and see if maybe I could, make it through the Senate and be confirmed?
Oh, no problem.
I guarantee you. I'd say number one thing, fat soluble chlorophyll salve on all burns. Mm-hmm. Now, there's probably some things that are equally important. But that's what they used to use in World War One when there was bad chemical burns from, you know, mustard gas.
Sure.
Man, I tell you what, I can't even imagine what the suffering would be like if somebody was gassed with mustard gas. It probably had to be horrific.
Oh, I can imagine.
Those poor people.
Yes, watching him suffer through this is just incredible.
Oh, well, I feel bad for him. So these are probably the simplest things that I can tell you. So it's not like he's going to go out in public where he's worried about somebody looking at his face where it looks like black or green from the chlorophyll. But I promise you, his skin's going to drink that stuff up. It's going to be like giving a lollipop to a baby. His cells are going to say, oh, thank you, we get relief. But that might be the substance. It might get rid of the pain faster than anything else and take away his misery and promote healing.
We'll do it.
I'm almost positive the guy that recommended the chemical pill didn't give him full disclosure on how miserable he was going to be. Am I right?
That's right. Well, he's done it before and it never had this.
Well,
yes.
I hate it for him, but I'm rooting for him, so get the chlorophyll salve and whatever honey that makes you happy.
And I'll give you a report.
All right, thank you very much. I hope you have a great day. Tell your husband I'm rooting for him big time.
Yes, sir. You okay. Do the same, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye. All right, if you want to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open at 903-589-8507. How could you just not feel horrible for a person that's got a bad burn? So let's give that a shot. Let's see what happens. Chlorophyll complex salve. I think that's what it's called. Man, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So even if you need to go online and figure out where to get that. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about mustard gas. I think everybody in America has the ability to make that. That would be any chlorine cleaning product and ammonia. So if you had Clorox wipes and you sprayed around some Windex, you'd have mustard gas.
So you're saying that because you don't want people to have that horrible, obnoxious irritation in their nostrils, right?
Nostrils, eyes, skin.
Skin, yeah.
I don't know what the numbers are, but...
Well, that's still a positive thing to say. You're trying to help people avoid the pain and suffering.
Well, I don't think people realize that. And that was outlawed in warfare in 1917, and everybody in America is unaware.
Well, it didn't stop Hitler from using that to gas people in World War II, because he used chlorine gas. I know that. Isn't it horrific how mean one person can be to another? But thanks for that information.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Well, evidently there's some household chemicals that if you mix them together in the right amount if you're in the right place at the wrong time, you might suffer for it. The number here at the radio station is 903-589-8507. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Morning.
Yes, Mark, sir.
Morgan. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for your phone call.
Well, thank you for taking it. I have a quick question. Have some kind of a patch you put on?
You're breaking up on me.
I'm sorry. Have you ever heard of a patch you put on that regenerates stem cells? There's one company called X39.
Yeah, most likely it would be called what's called a multi-level company.
Right. Yeah, right.
Multi-level marketing.
That's what turned me off about it.
Well, they're probably making a claim that's not really true or accurate. Now, if you asked me about can blueberries regenerate stem cells, I would say yes, because I can find studies on that.
But I had a friend, and they invited me. They had like a party, like an Amway party or something, or Tupperware party, and they're promoting this stuff, and it was just the, you know, in fact, I had hurt my knees, and one doctor wanted to inject stem cells into my knee.
Yeah.
And it was like $7,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, not covered by insurance. And I talked to my urologist because I had had prostate cancer a couple of years ago, and I just got his advice. And he said, well, it probably won't hurt you, but he said, I don't think you'll get the results they're claiming. And but
well,
anyway,
I mean, if you want, if you want to try it, you can.
Well, no, I just was kind of thinking if this was real, it would be, and then kind of like bugging me about sending me emails. And
wow, I've never heard of that technique.
And
they're love bombing you, huh?
Yeah. Lady actually claimed that it cured cancer, lung cancer.
Oh, of course it does.
And, you know, the body can heal itself from most anything.
Here I am wasting everybody's time this morning trying to build a case for blueberries to help kill cancer cells. I retract all that now that I know that there's something we can just stick on the skin.
Yeah.
Hey, can I give you a sales pitch, though? Can I give you like a counter to what you're saying in a good way?
Well, yes, please.
All right. If so, we're going to be on basically the same topic, but I may put a twist on it. So, stem cells are these very highly specialized cells that are deep in the bone marrow and the tissues of the body. And what they do is they make everything that you need to repair your knees. So you want to have plenty of stem cells. So there's a unique type of therapy that you may want to look into. It's called red light therapy.
Okay.
And so, for example, if you went on Amazon.com or somewhere else, you might could get like a red light therapy device where you could just wrap it around your knee. Because you did say the knees, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So if you applied this red light therapy for just, you know, minutes a day, well, what the research is showing to me is very, very intriguing, because what it does is it causes stem cells and fibroblasts to migrate to the area where you apply the red light, and it's telling your body heal and repair this tissue that's been damaged. Now, I know I'm an oversimplifier, but what you've got is you've got knee tissue, whether it's cartilage or, I'll just say cartilage for simplicity, it's breaking down faster, and so you're in constant pain. Well, the red light therapy, that's probably my greatest experience in dealing with people, is when they put red light therapy on a bad joint, just try it for a month. I mean, those devices are not expensive anymore. I've seen some for like $39. Now, if it was multi-level red light therapy, that would be $8,000.
Right.
Anyway, well, what I'm also, really not...
Also irritates my knees is I have what they call sciatica. Is that my saying that right?
Yeah.
I had a motorcycle wreck 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
It damaged one of my discs.
Oh, boy.
When I overexert, that swells up and pinches the nerves, and I get the pain from my butt down to the knee.
I hate that.
And the only remedy is to rest and let that swelling. You take turmeric, the fermented turmeric, and that really helps me. I'm going to say take one or two a day. I take four a day,
Well, that's good to know.
That's kind of, and a former drug addict friend of mine recommended that to me.
Well, I think he's trying to be helpful and encouraging, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the phone's breaking up so much, I don't think anybody can hear what you're saying. I'm so sorry. But I did get a lot of it. But yeah, but thank you so much for your... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just say I put a blueberry wine every year, and it's really good, and it's good to know that maybe it's good for me.
Well, technically, I was talking about eating blueberries.
Right. Well, I use the fruit. I get the blueberries from that orchard down at Edom.
Oh, you do? Do you? What do you do? Do you make your wife go out there and say, "Sweetheart, I need 10 gallons of fresh blueberries today.
Well, you can pick your own.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
They have them already picked, and usually it's, you know, in June. And I just as soon get them already picked than to go out in that
Well,
heat.
If your knees are in bad working order, I can see why you'd say that. But that's right. Good. That's good. That's a lot of fun going out
anyway.
There.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. All right, sir. I appreciate your time. And
yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
I'm going to get me a red light.
Yeah. Yeah, look it up for yourself.
I'm going to put it out in the window.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Sorry, the phone was just breaking up so much I couldn't hear half the things you're saying. Anyway, sorry about that. That's probably like maybe not the best judgment call on my part, but oh well, it's all working out. So, yes, I know, and here's the hard thing about it, and I'm sure I'm going to have several people that are just not going to agree with me on this, but anytime you have a multi-level... All right, let's, Roy, just get off the topic. Let's talk about something positive. If you want to call me on the radio, there is a phone line open at 903-589-8507. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great. My mother, who's 93 on the other hand,
oh, wow.
Has early macular degeneration.
Yes, sir.
And I'm wondering if that's reversible or whether what we can do to keep it from advancing.
Well, give me a little heads up about your mama. Does she pretty much go for long walks every day?
She does. She tries to walk for 30 minutes each day.
Okay, that is impressive. I like that. Does she have any particular unique diseases that you know of, like diabetes?
No.
Is she taking any prescription drugs of any kind?
No, she's not.
Wow, this is like the most unique opportunity of all time. All right, so with the gentleman that called just before you did, mm-hmm. He was talking about knees and if he could take a patch and put on there and cure cancer and make a brand new knee or something like that. That might be a slight exaggeration on my part, but that's kind of what they're after. I told him about red light therapy, and recently I watched a podcast about macular degeneration. And so let me float all this from a little bit different perspective. There's a very small organelle, and there's a lot of them, but they're found in the cells. Now, one of the locations where there's a whole lot of them would be in the macula. They're called mitochondria. Have you ever heard of mitochondria?
I have from, I don't know, seventh grade science.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So mitochondria, this is where your body takes oxygen and fuel in the form of either glucose or maybe ketones or something like that. So between the oxygen and the glucose, they make energy. And so one of the issues with macular degeneration is you're not able to deliver enough oxygen to the macula. So on one level, macular degeneration is an oxygen deficiency. The other issue is the mitochondria, they just do not work as efficiently as they did, you know, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So have you ever heard the phrase, that person's not running on all eight cylinders?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to make too big, but if you had a V8 engine and only two cylinders are working, it's doubtful you're going to go much above, you know, 15 miles an hour on the way home because it's just not working right. So what we're doing is we're trying to stimulate mitochondria to greatly improve their performance. And the way to do that is by growing some new mitochondria. So one technique that I think has been shown recently is called red light therapy. Now, I'm not telling your 93-year-old mother to turn on a red light and stare at it.
Good.
It would be like she's under the Kentucky Fried Chicken red hot light. We don't want to do that. No. But in the study, they showed in fruit flies, that was where the study was, what was based on, they could improve the function of the macular mitochondria with red light therapy. And I think what they did with fruit flies is they just turned on a red light while they were in like a terrarium or something like that. I started to say a fruit fly cage. That probably doesn't make sense. So red light therapy has a very, very unique ability to help stimulate mitochondria to be in better working order or to work more efficiently and to grow some new ones, which is really what your mom has. The way through this is having your mother produce more energy in the mitochondria. Now, historically, the supplements that I like Brussels sprouts and kale in a capsule, and I like enough of it. It just may take about 6 to 9 to 12 a day, and then you can see if all of a sudden the macula starts repairing. Usually an ophthalmologist or a macular diagnostic expert would look at it and say, yep, your blood vessels aren't leaking and oozing anymore. This is looking pretty good. So those are some of the simple things. There's the product I like called Cruciferous Complete. But at the end of the day, anything that stimulates the migration, the growth, the healing, the repair, the efficiency of the mitochondria, better oxygen delivery, that is what you want. So you might even, I know that you're against working on computers, but I'm going to try to talk you into it. Sir, did I say something funny? I thought I was being... Do you know what a computer is?
I think I do.
Have you ever spent much quality time with a computer before?
Quality time, yes, I have. Only when I'm working in Excel spreadsheets, however.
Oh, only with spreadsheets. So if you were to go online, you could just look up study after study after study, and I think now they're calling it... the field, I think the name of the new emerging field in medicine is called photobiomodulation. So I'm not trying to give you like a long, but they're showing how this red wavelength of light, I think it's usually about 650 nanometers to 850. I just said that to make it sound impressive. So, but if you use red light therapy, they're finding out all these different diseases that are healed by light. Now, I would probably, if I could be philosophical, what does the Bible say about God? It says he's light. In him there's no darkness, and we're creating his image. But basically, you know what you and I are? We're consumers and absorbers of light. It's the only way that we live. Your mother is a solar-powered battery. She has antennas in her eyes pointed toward light. We've got to have light in our body. I'll never understand this, but there's people I talk to, they don't ever go outside. They live in a cave all day long. Meaning they don't ever sit. Well, it's weird, but it happens, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, so the red light therapy, it may do something that nothing else can do. Now, as far as I know, I'm not aware of any risk. I'm not telling your mother to stare at the light with her eyelids open. But she could apply the red light therapy to the top of her head, to the back of her head. Any of those things would work out great where it doesn't, like, make her eyes turn red. And, well, the vision part turn red. But to me, that's so interesting.
She is sitting and reading as best she can read with generation. She could have it near her. Yes?
I didn't hear any of that. Sorry. Go ahead. Try it again.
I said while she is sitting and reading, she could have it near her, correct?
Absolutely. She could, even if she wanted to, let's just say her house is very warm, she could apply it to her neck or to the back of her head or maybe to her tummy or her legs. And see, it's really interesting what happens. They're showing that when you apply red light to one unique location of the body, that all the other mitochondria, it's almost like they start listening to that frequency and saying, oh, we're getting the signal to be more efficient. Now, I don't know how else to say this. I don't know anything else that'll do anything like this. It's just such an interesting phenomenon. But right now, is your mother a multi-zillionaire?
I know.
Okay, well, that's good, because these things don't cost very much. So she could easily get one. And this is the one thing. I just don't know that I can really recommend a brand name to you. I'm so sorry about that.
I'll do my research.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. You know what? You always play along to almost everything I suggest. I like that about you. So I'm going to suggest that you need to fast from your computer for the whole day today. What do you think about that?
Preparing a Sunday school lesson. Not possible.
Oh, man. Okay. Haven't you ever heard of a pen and paper and just writing it out by hand?
I think my class would go into shock if I didn't present my Sunday school lesson on an Excel spreadsheet.
Well, what's your lesson going to be about tomorrow?
It's going to be about Joseph and the trials and how God was with Joseph and God is with us.
Mm.
In slavery to sin.
Do you know what I remember?
What?
I must have been 7 years old in Sunday school. And I remember the Sunday school teacher literally getting to the part about where Joseph revealed himself to his brothers after all those years. She literally began to weep and cry. She was overcome with emotion. But isn't that funny how things like that pop in your head?
Yeah.
I think that was 100 years ago. But still, you just remember the emotions of your Sunday school teacher weeping after reading the story. And you know what? She's really right about that, isn't she? It's like do you ever feel that way? Do you ever like well up with emotions when you read a Bible story?
Yeah, in front of my class.
Well, that's because you're a real human being.
We are.
That doesn't mean you're a weak man.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't think it does anyway.
Nope.
Do grown men actually cry?
Yes, they should.
They should. Well, when it's appropriate, right? Anyway, that's great. I can't wait to hear your lesson tomorrow. Are you going to do it in front of a television camera?
Probably not.
Okay.
Good during COVID, but...
Well, I wish you the very best with your class tomorrow. So... Do you think it'll be easy for you to pass along these things about macular degeneration to your mama?
No. She's very much a pharmaceutical woman.
She's a pharmaceutical what?
A pharmaceutical woman.
Oh, so she tends to think if my doctor recommends I take, a statin drug, I should do it.
That's right, but I can try.
Okay, well, that's all that matters. And I try to remind myself daily. I say to myself, here's a conversation I have. Now listen, Roy, they've never heard this before. It's a new tidbit of information. You can't expect them to say, oh, Dr. Morgan, that's a brilliant plan. I love the ideas. But anyway, isn't that true about humans sometimes?
Yes.
Just like if you're in class tomorrow, there may be somebody in your class that just doesn't get what you're saying and they don't see it your way. But then again, maybe it's the first time they've heard this, right?
And I hope they speak up and challenge me on it.
Well, you know what? Don't you think it's good to question things at times if you don't understand?
Exactly.
What we're going to do is we're going to say, today, class, I want to encourage you to question everything that I'm saying. And so if something really, you're not sure about, just ask a question. And my wife will let me know if it's okay for me to answer.
You'll correct me if necessary.
Well, that's what, she's your helper.
She is.
Hey, well, good deal. Well, I wish you the best, buddy.
All right, thanks, Dr. Morgan.
Hey, thanks a bunch, man. I hope you have a great weekend and have a good study for your class tomorrow. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, I'll receive that.
Okay, good deal. Bye-bye. All right, I think we're officially out of time. Just about every single thing that we talk about, of course you can question it. Of course you can. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's very healthy for you to be very, very curious. And when you're very curious, you're willing to maybe do some research. Now, I will say this. You're never going to have an easier time to question things than right now because you could literally look up just about any single article that you like. And you could ask any question. Like, for example, could you type in, is one of the hallmarks of macular degeneration poor blood flow? Well, you find out. Anyway, it's been great being with you this morning. Lord willing, I will be back next time at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much.